Hello.
Hello, my name is Tamika. I'm returning your phone call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Tamika. I am returning your phone call from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Is this Best Gadget representative?
Yes, sir. Can I start out by getting your zip code?
I requested a call back, but I didn't realize that this was the number that they were going to be calling from.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I received the item that I requested yesterday in the mail, which was for $7.95, but I didn't order anything other than that from you. And I'd like to get that taken off my checking account.
Okay, sir,
It
can I
was for
have your zip code?
92107.
You said 92117?
No, 92107.
And what is your first and last name?
First name is Thomas, Thomas. Last name is Gapin, G as in George, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy.
Okay, thank you for the information. I see where you got the Pulse oximeter. You got that back on March the 10th. And you paid the
Well,
shipping and handling short of $7.95.
I got it for yesterday.
Okay, sir, that item was a gift, a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Store. It's an online web store. Every month you are charged in return. That is a recurring charge, and we do send you a $125 gift card. Well, you can use at our Best Consumer Gadget Store online web store. And when you place that
Yeah,
order for that Pulse oximeter, it did let you know that you was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order.
no, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. So if they expect me to be ordering any more from them, I will do so. But under these circumstances, no, because I did not see, I originally got this message online because they said I won three things to pick which one I wanted. So I picked that one. I didn't sign up for anything. I didn't read anything to say that there was any other billing going to be coming or any other merchandise going to be coming. So I just wanted to take that off my account.
Okay, well, sir, I did cancel this account for you. Will you want to carry any more charges?
Right. Yeah. Would you please just void my account?
I mean, I did cancel the account out for you. Will you want to carry any more charges? Do you need a cancellation number?
Yeah, I want to cancel everything. I don't want to deal with this particular company at all.
Okay, so I did cancel the account out for you.
Okay, please.
Okay, you need that cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 259-279-7070.
Okay, and how soon will this be taken out of my or put back in my account?
So are you stating about the charge of $67.92?
No,
I mean,
60.
$67.32?
Right, yes.
Well, sir, the only thing I can do as far as that charge, because that is a valid charge, is I can offer you a 35% refund on that amount. Because it did tell you that you was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order for that free item.
No, I don't want it. I'll just have my bank call and have the lawyers talk to you about it. I just don't want no 35%. I don't want nothing.
No, what I'm saying, I was going to give you a refund back.
Yeah, 6732.
Okay, sir, I was going to give you 35% of that refund, but for a one-time courtesy, what I can do for you today, sir, being that you stated you didn't know this or anything, I can do 50% on that amount. And I have already canceled this account out for you.
Okay, how soon would I be getting the 50%?
It does take 3 to 5 business days before that amount shows back up in your account, and you cannot count the weekends. So it should be this week that's coming up, sir.
Right. Okay, I'll take the 50%, but I think this is another example of bait and switch. They baited me to pick 3 things that I have won, and all I was to pay for was a $7.95, which they said was a shipping charge. They were not going to charge me anything for the oximeter because I won it.
Yes, sir. It was for the item.
They baited me for, huh?
It was for the item, the Paul's oximeter. It did come with a membership.
No, the $7.95. I won one of three different things. And I was to choose the one that I want. So I picked this oximeter. And then they finally told me how much it was going to cost, $7.95. They said that was the shipping charges. So I went along with it. You know, I paid the shipping charges. But I didn't expect anything like this. I didn't receive anything. I didn't call you to order the merchandise in the first place. I was told I won and to pick my choice, which I did, and this is what happened. So you baited me, and then now you're switching, and I end up paying 50% more. Almost $35, $38. Okay, go ahead. What is your name? I'll go the 50%.
My name is Tamika, Tomika, and I did refund you the amount of $33.66. It does take 3 to 5 business days before that amount shows back up in your account. And that number that I gave you, that is the cancellation number stating that this account is canceled, and sir, you won't incur any more charges.
Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.